USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Life-threatening flooding is occurring over portions of the Florida Panhandle in southern Alabama due to Hurricane Sally. The storm came on shore this morning as a Category 2 hurricane with winds above 100 miles an hour.
We certainly are going to see some of those trees down leading to power outages. That's going to be a great inconvenience. But the real threat with this storm is definitely the flooding.
Jonathan Gaddy with the Alabama Emergency Management Agency speaking there on Fox News. Democrats and Republicans facing pushback over a stalled coronavirus relief bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying today she would not vote on a pandemic relief bill that has no bipartisan support. The Senate and House are in session on Wednesday. President Trump is participating in a High Holy Days call with Jewish leaders and speaking at a Republican battleground dinner tonight. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
Senator Mike Lee from Utah joined a growing number of lawmakers calling on the Department of Justice to carry out an investigation into Netflix over the recent release of the controversial film Cuties. The Republican lawmaker wanting the DOJ to investigate whether children were exploited or taken advantage of during its production.
A movie like this doesn't make itself. They had to use minors in order to produce this material. And the blatantly sexualized manner in which these little girls had to perform in order to do this itself makes the case. It does amount to child sexual exploitation on its face.
The senator speaking there on Fox News. The Big Ten Conference will play football this fall after the organization's chancellors and presidents approved the reversal Wednesday of their recent decision to postpone the season because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Big Ten season set to resume October 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A powerful Minnesota police association is pulling its endorsements of several Democrat state legislators in the state after a radical Democrat framer labor candidate shouted expletives outside Minneapolis Police Federation President Bob Kroll's home. Minnesota State House candidate John Thompson stood outside the police union leader's home and gave an expletive-laden speech to a Black Lives Matter demonstration. Brian Peters, Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association, telling Fox News,
law enforcement is appalled at the behavior of John Thompson. And, you know, for him to go up into a neighborhood and call for it to be burned down and then beat a pinata of a female reporter in their driveway is just beyond me. And the fact that he has yet to come out and really give a sincere apology is really a slap in the face.
Head of the CDC, Robert Redfield, says no one at the federal agency advised President Trump to downplay the severity of the coronavirus threat. Redfield also discusses an anonymous sourced report that says the CDC has been politicized by the White House.
At no time has the scientific integrity of the MMWR been compromised, and I can say that under my watch it will not be compromised.
Redfield testifying before a Senate committee on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.